Welcome to the Pottercast DVD commentary for Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Sorcerer's Stone.
It's got two different names.
Wow,
Two different
but it's
names.
only the number one movie. How bizarre.
Did the UK version come out as being called the Philosopher's Stone, like the movie?
Yes.
I believe that
Like the
it
book.
did, yeah.
It did.
I know the book was different, but did they change the title of the movie over there too?
They did, and every time they say Sorcerer's Stone in this movie, you very carefully can't see the kids talking, and
Oh, perfect.
it
They cover their
gets,
faces.
yeah, it gets dubbed off, dubbed out. It's really funny.
That's awesome. Like a swear word.
Yes.
That's really clever.
Because us Americans can't understand those big long
Columbus is
words
brilliant.
like philosophers.
Right.
I
So,
don't
okay,
know.
it's been a while. It has been a long time since we've done one of these commentaries, so we have to explain to you what this is, first of all, and what to do. So, who wants to do that?
Okay, well, if this is your first commentary with us, it's pretty fun. You just have to queue up your Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone DVD with us. Hope maybe some of you ha already are there with us, and get it to the DVD menu. And there'll be a little button there at the top, a little option that says play movie. And we're gonna count down 3, 2, 1, go. And when we say go, you hit enter or whatever on your remote starts your movie from that play movie button. And then, if all goes well, you should hear us talking along with what you're seeing on the screen. And also, if you want to pause, like some of you may want to do during the 2.5 hour movie, that longest Potter movie they've ever made, you have to make sure that you pause us and your DVD at the same time. So we'll stay in sync.
And didn't we do something where if you pause the DVD first and the commentary second, when you come back, you should pause the unpause the DVD second? You should switch the order. Didn't we say that last time?
It's either switched order or the same order.
No, it's a switched order because it has to be the switched order. Because if you play the movie for longer, then you need to pause it. Just switch the order.
Yeah, let's try that. Just don't pause it. Come on,
Don't pause
hardcore
it.
Harry Potter
You know, I
fans.
have
Let's
to
watch the whole
laugh.
thing all through.
Guys, how long
Come
has it been since you've seen this movie?
on. It's been a while.
I
I mean,
put
I watch it when it's on ABC
I do
Family,
too. I
but.
watch it all the time when it's on, and it's on at Christmas time when I love it. So.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing so hard because I put this disc in, and the menu
Yeah.
just shows you how the special effects have changed
Yeah.
Oh, since
the
2001.
castle is on a
It's on
cliff
a cliff, and it's so
on the
flat. It's
water.
so flat. There's like,
I don't see the owlery anywhere,
Yeah.
guys.
And Hedwig is just a little weird picture of an owl
Hedwig's
just
chilling. She's
stuck on the page.
hovering up there. She's the size of the North
Yeah,
Tower.
she's. It
Yes, she is. Oh my
It's the
God.
SS Hedwig. Look how huge it is.
And it's all grainy and wow.
Well,
It's
small
amazing.
budgets.
All right, well, I have a feeling we're gonna have a lot more of that
I
reminiscing
think so.
happening as we
I love it. All
delve
right.
in.
Well, this is the time then, guys, when we're ready to do our countdown. And hopefully the menu hasn't already started playing the movie, because if it has, then that's kind of then that might
Go
be
back to the
trouble.
menu.
So
Go back to the menu if that's the case.
go back to the menu or hit stop. Even better, hit stop and reset your stupid thing, and then go back to the menu.
Stupid
And
thing.
we're gonna count down right about here. So if you're
Get
ready,
ready.
you can pause us right now if you're not ready.
Yeah,
All
last
right?
chance.
Are we
Go to the
back? Are we
bathroom, get
here?
your popcorn.
Did you pause us? Are we unpaused? Okay. All right.
Everybody ready?
How's about that time? We're at three,
Oh,
two.
wait. The
Oh,
freaking
no.
thing
Mills is not
started.
ready.
I'm
Oh,
better.
we can't.
I'm
All
back.
right. I told you to hit pause if we were
I'm
ready.
sorry, I'm ready.
All right. Ready, guys? We're going to count down from 3, 2, 1, go. And I go hit play movie. Ready? Melissa?
Yep.
Audience at home? Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, 3, 2, 1, play movie.
Okay. Now, when you guys press play, all the other times it started before, be careful that it doesn't have you on like the 10th second or
Yeah.
something.
You should be seeing the golden WB logo right
Right
now.
now. Please.
Privet Drive. You see
It's
that? We all
Hedwig.
in the same
Yep,
spot?
I just saw the owls.
Now, that
When you
owl
guys
was
saw this
cast
for the first
by
time, wasn't there a gigantic
Rupert.
cheer that went through the theater when that sign came up?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
This is actually Rupert's cousin's owl that they use for that right there.
Uh-oh. Who's coming?
Now, this old man. I gotta say, this moment right here, when I watched this for the first time, I hadn't read any Harry Potter books yet. And I swear it was the opening scene of this movie that really had me drawn into this whole thing. It's like, what is this old guy doing here with this little gadget? And then when Professor McGonagall transforms, it's like, oh man, this is
But I love
cool.
that little gadget
This is a
thing because we
cool
got to
movie.
see that if you go on the studio tour, and that's still thing. That is the coolest Bic in the world right there.
Well, answer me this. Why are there not more wizarding
Don't
gadget?
know.
I'm disappointed by this because I love gadgets.
I just don't know why Dumbledore had to use the gadget. He could have just used his wand. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So why isn't there more gadgets, or why is there any gadgets? I don't know. McGonagall. I love Maggie Smith. She's a
Me too.
bomb.
She's perfectly cast.
Now, this is something that have we ever figured out what the hell, why
The 24
McGonagall
hours?
would think it's a rumor?
Why wouldn't you think it's a rumor?
Because what? It's the whole missing 24 hours thing.
Well,
Why is she
she's
out
not
of
an
the loop?
obsessed
She's in the
fan.
order.
Well, she's out of the loop because Dumbledore wasn't around to tell her. I still want to know what those 24 hours
Yeah,
were.
me too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we
Watch
can
out!
find out someday.
Oh, look at this big guy. They were going to cast the role of Hagrid to Snuffleupagus from
Yes.
Sesame Street, but they couldn't get the rights,
And nobody
apparently.
could see him.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody heard the motorcycle coming down the
No,
street
not
either.
that big. And there were
No.
the.
It probably has
Look at the motorcycle marks, the
what's
glasses.
that charm that makes you hear the buzzing when you set
Mufliato.
anything? Yeah, it had that on it, but we muggles can't, we're cool. Harry was a good baby for not like crying in the middle of that
Stunt
motorcycle
babies.
ride.
I'm sure they had stunt babies.
He didn't cry in the wreck either.
Yeah, stunt babies.
And
Yeah.
Hagrid could have dropped him over out.
They certainly couldn't use a doll for these scenes because we would know.
No.
I love Hagrid's Quidditch goggles.
I was crying.
How do you guys think Michael Gambon would have played this scene?
Oh, God. Well, let's put down the baby and don't yell, don't cry.
He gets all pissed off.
Yells
He
at the
like
baby.
throws Harry at the door.
Don't cry.
Like, Harry, why are you crying in the goblet? Throws him on the ground. No.
You know, but although I say this scene though, if you've looked on J.K. Rowling's site, she's had a drawing, a sketch of the three of them, with this, and I just,
Yeah.
That's a
it was
really
pretty
good
accurate
scene.
with them
Yeah.
whole, Oh, that letter.
I know. So.
Oh, that little cut.
And you really feel
You
love from
know,
Dumbledore to Harry here.
Ivana mentioned something to me last week.
Yeah.
She said that his scar keeps moving around.
Oh
I've never seen it move around, but apparently on different posters and
no.
such.
You think they go from like a picture or something?
I'm sure they do, but.
Look at little Dan.
Oh.
Look at little
When I
Petunia.
first read this, I didn't have a clear picture in my mind of what a cupboard under the stairs was like. I was like, wow, there's a
Yeah.
cupboard. And then once I saw one, I was like, oh, I've seen a million of those.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
you never think that somebody could live in there,
Jamie Whalen's has got one at his mom's house.
Yeah, he does.
I almost went in there.
John and
There's a vacuum
the
cleaner in
little
there.
Noe that lived in the cupboard under the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the dustpan thing in the back. Look.
See, those
Oh
are. I
my
don't
God,
see the
he's
big
so
deal of wearing
little.
oversized clothes. That's what I wore to bed when I was that age.
He's
I
so
still do.
little.
That's the problem.
Look at this little guy.
Dudders. He's so little.
Just little babies. I don't understand why Dan wouldn't want to watch this movie again.
Well, because he sounds like a chipmunk.
I guess it is like watching old home videos for these
Yeah.
people. How many are there?
Six.
Little gross look on his face.
I want a Nintendo Wii.
Think Deadly Weed? I don't think so.
Ooh, murderous look on his face.
Not weed, wee. What's wrong with you?
Sue, it's always you that brings up the controlled substances.
I know.
Is it controlled over there in the
Ark? Yes.
All right, why are we talking about this?
You now, boy.
Vernon this doesn't is the seem only to be as movie. Large in this movie.
Yeah. This is the only movie in which he wears oversized Muggle clothing.
Yeah.
He seems to figure out how to get his own after that.
Yeah. How many of you guys have been to the zoo since seeing all of this and reenacted this at the reptile house?
Oh, man, I did.
That's just you, John.
Raising my hand. Come on, you guys, everybody's done this.
I just don't want the snake though to come out for real. That's the whole thing.
Make a move. I think we have it on video somewhere. I need to upload it. I was with Bree and went to the zoo, and we have to put that online. The snake wasn't mic'd very well, so you couldn't hear him respond to me. But you can imagine it.
What is it about animals hissing at you, John? This is what I want to know.
I don't know. I didn't have my water bottle handy, so thank God.
I haven't read this in very long time, and yeah. I forgot the wonder when he started talking to the snake.
I love how he just he doesn't get spooked by anything. Like, if I saw a snake, like, responding to me, I'd be like, what? Boom! Look at that face. Get him. What's that movie where the girl is, like, at the homecoming and they like, dump pig's blood on her or something?
Carrie?
And, like, she makes a funny face. And yes! I'm thinking, what is this guy? What's he's got? Carry powers. Dudley decided to stop panicking.
I know, and watched the whole scene. Yeah.
He's like,
It's like, let's just wait. I'll wait for my cue. Yeah.
I gotta wait for the
glass to come back.
Give his line. Oops.
This was great.
And he was casually walking up to the glass. I love
Fiona,
her. She's
Fiona Shaw
awesome.
Is just, man, she just puts it out
Vernon
there.
Vernon doesn't care. He's like, how did my son get back there? Yeah. It's not important.
Gonna cook me some Harry tonight.
More important to punish Harry. There's no doubt his fault.
You know, I remember when we first saw this, you know, and I thought, oh, Petunia's supposed to be blonde and stuff, but Fiona Shaw's really good as Petunia. Yeah. I mean, I just think she's
great.
I have never had a complaint about the Dursleys.
That shot right there, I remember it was like so widely distributed before the first movie came out. It was like the big shot. There's no such thing as magic. It was awesome.
There. I love those letters, man.
I remember buying one of those from somewhere online where they would, like, you gave them, like, your address. And
oh, did you really?
I never saw that.
They did a pretty good job. They, like, parchment paper and a real wax seal and everything.
So she is really cooking up his uniform over there, and they never even address it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I just noticed that.
Yeah, me too.
Was it a deleted scene? Because they had some deleted scenes in this movie.
Because...
No, they never mentioned...
Yeah.
Was it?
There's the one with the eggs. When she cracks open the eggs, it's coming up.
Yeah, but they never mentioned his public school uniform.
Although, don't they talk about Smeltings or something? I don't know.
Well, Smeltings is Dudley.
Maybe that's...
Yeah, Smeltings is the Smeltings stick.
Yeah.
That could have been a great Horcrux.
I love these
little knights.
Yeah, a little knight.
You know who that is? That's Sir Cadogan. That's what I'm thinking that is. Who that is?
Yeah.
Look at this little poor abused boy and what we now know he rises up to do. It's just incredible.
It's the Knights of Hogwarts. He was just preparing to lead them into battle, right, John?
Yeah, you know, I was reading Sorcerer's Stone again recently, and like, there's so many more clues about these darn knights than people really picked up on. like Harry, like the first time he sees the knights, he's like he's he. It was written how like he had the impression that they could move or that they could walk around or something.
I love how Vernon is one by one putting these.
And he's so gleeful that look instead he gives of, you know, that gesture. Throwing. He's like ha.
So. He should be like the count, like one. Oh, yeah,
the guy from Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah.
2 letters. Harry's a good little cook. He's got cookies yeah. here.
Seriously.
What do they call them? Don't they call them biscuits?
Yeah, they yeah. do.
Have a biscuit potter. McGonagall's always saying that
but
to
that's
have
all
a
about.
Biscuit potter.
Biscuits are what you dump gravy on. But whatever.
Hope dude, they have
if
a
I was with their
now.
Neighbors, I would be all up in their front yard yep. being like, what is going on?
Look at his hair.
I want to know how long it took him to do that shot with the just all those owls on the roof. I think that would be fun to just see how long it took.
Yeah.
Owl trainers. Uh-oh, here they come.
This watch the dubbing in this scene is hilarious.
Is. Yeah.
No one is speaking, but all the voices come out of nowhere. You'll see.
Get it.
Here.
Yeah.
They get off and they're mine.
Ah! Oh yeah, look at that. Just grab one of them.
I know,
put
seriously.
In your underwear.
He couldn't stick one in his shirt.
Yeah. Stick it down his boxers. If Vernon goes there, there's a lot more problems than letters. Now, where do they find this property?
Don't they go to...
The place called The Script.
I know, I'm just wondering, like, is this like... Like, you know, one of Vernon's, properties there, or...
They got a reference, family, I don't know, in the book. But the book, of course, this movie is...
No, in the book, right. somebody tells right. him about it, and he just...
Oh, right, of course. I knew that. I remember everything.
Oh, here we come. Watch out. Why don't we have so Bombardi scary. On this one? I want to know.
I know.
Bombardi Maxima.
Hagrid never got as far as Bombardi Maxima in school.
I just added trivia questions to an article yeah. for Parade Magazine, and one of the answers I had to make was Bombardi Maxima. I had to do it.
Nice.
Bombardi Maxima.
Sorry about that. Just puts it back up. No repair. No for Hagrid.
Although he has his umbrella with him, though, doesn't he? Because he uses it. Yeah, so he could have did a repair.
Cry up, Dursley. It's a pretty big gun. Didn't he, like, try out for the part of Harry?
Yeah.
Ah. I'm hungry.
It's actually kept very well. I couldn't have kept it in such good shape.
There it is. There it is. The magic umbrella.
Somebody on our forum said, do you suppose that Dumbledore fixed his wand with the Elder Wand? I said, It's possible. That's
interesting. The Elder Wands. Blimey, Harry.
This, out of nowhere. Yeah. You're a wizard, Harry. No surprise from Hagrid.
No. No.
Like, no, don't. You tried so hard. Oh. That snake.
Oh, look at
Right.
White.
Big clue.
Poor little scared little Dudleys. We have to keep talking. We're not supposed to
I know.
watch the
It's so
movie.
fascinating to watch when you're so young,
Yeah.
you know? Like, just.
Yeah.
Now I like hearing this here. Because she really gives the full. Gotta wonder if she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now knowing what we do, isn't
She's
it
just
just
a
seem more
brilliant actress.
powerful? Freak.
Yeah.
It's just.
Well, it's written pretty straightforward, you know? Like, it's. We know how she feels.
But we didn't know that she
Right.
wanted to go, and we didn't know that. I mean, you
Yeah.
could sort of suspect, but we didn't know it was that blatant.
I think of like if she would have like portrayed any of that longing even a little bit in her performance, it would have really been a
Yeah,
red
that's true.
flare.
She did portray it there. I would argue
You think
that's
she
all over
did?
that performance, yeah.
Dudley's hands
Forgot about
off.
this. That's
Oh,
what
you
you
didn't
do.
go
Oh,
there.
you did
Watch
not.
out. Here it comes.
The pink umbrella. Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh, Dumbledore's got his protectors. And what would think? What would Hagrid? How could he possibly expect to transfigure a human into a pig, knowing what his
Wait,
limited knowledge
wait.
was?
I just saw a shot that was not him.
Who?
It was not Robbie Coltrane.
Oh, is this double?
Yeah.
I know we can't rewind, or I would rewind. It
Yeah,
had to
can't
have
hit
been a
rewind
shot that I
now.
second
Look,
that was
because
a
that'll be
double.
interesting.
Yeah, later on.
I love how they had that little lock there. They little locked it. Or the what's it called? The his
Oh.
timepiece. It was so small.
Clockwatch? Stopwatch? The.
Stopwatch thingy.
Watch the. I love how Harry has to
Like
look
think.
around at the
Yeah.
hut on the rock and wonder, should I leave? Let me think. So is this. Where is
That a
this?
Starbucks?
No. Is this Charing? No, it's not
No,
Charing
it's
Cross Street though,
not.
right?
Thank God.
Isn't that where the.
Where is it?
Yeah.
This is a set?
I don't know.
Or
So
maybe
many
they're in
people try to
London.
hunt down all
Well,
these
look, there's a leaky
locations.
cauldron.
We've hunted down
Look,
leaky cauldrons before.
there it is.
Yeah, it's
I
our
know the
place.
sign changes for the third movie. The entire building changes for the third movie.
Yeah, but they use that logo still a lot. They used it in the most recent map of Diagon Alley.
The three
Those
legs
big,
on the.
honky-looking legs.
Yeah.
Never liked that.
It was on a shirt,
No,
too. I
that
never
shirt was
really liked it
ugly.
either. This is more Dickensian than what happens in the third film.
More what?
Dickensian.
Mm.
Looks like it's walked out of a Dickens novel. This scene right here.
Somewhere low key.
He changes to some
Oh,
weird
for the
hunchback guy.
hunchback guy was horrible, but this guy, I like him.
Aww.
There's Doris Crockford.
Is that Dilius Diggle? Did we ever decide?
Sunrise
Is that who
on
he's supposed to
Tom.
be in the book? I don't know.
I don't think it's really.
Uh-oh, this guy is frightening.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bad feeling about him. What was Quirrell's deal with vampires?
What do you mean?
Do you remember how they wrote how like he always smelled like garlic and like they thought he had garlic in his turban and he was always taking garlic around the room talking about
It's probably cover
vampires and
up the
stuff.
rotten smell
I
of
think the
Voldemort
garlic
on the
smell
back
is
of his
Voldemort.
head. Dead mutant thing hanging off the back of your
No.
head. You might tend to smell.
Don't give us a
All
spoiler
rotten smell.
already, Sue.
Oh, geez, Sue.
Sorry, sorry.
Come on.
Whoa, somebody drank a lot of
All
wine.
right, now who did this and would try to do this little tapping thing at home? I did.
This is great. Let me think which bricks to tap.
Yeah.
There's a nice big indentation in the wall.
Yeah. So cool though, I love it.
Oh wow, look at the effects.
Yeah.
What a
Aw,
different
leave me
world.
alone.
No,
They're
it was the
perfectly
best
smithered
of the time.
together.
It always will be the best of the time. It's like looking back at the Star Wars movies, you know?
Yeah.
I love this shot of them going down diagonal. I love it. Love it, love it, love
Yeah.
it.
This is one of my
I just love
favorite
how
things.
lopsided
Wow, it's
everything
perfect
is.
though.
It's like, it's lopsided because they can, because physics don't count. It's not like they're like lazy architects.
I love what Hagrid just said. All your bits and bobs for doing your wizardry. Like your
Yeah.
wand.
My who?
Oh, what? My bits and my bobs.
Hello? Oh, who's that pretty owl?
He just did a little. Ooh. Snape. Remember how long we all
Yeah.
thought that was Snape?
Who
I
thought that
did.
was
A lot of people
Snape?
did.
He's just randomly hanging out there one day. It's a Nimbus
That it was a
2000.
clue, you know?
He's all like, oh, I want that, even though I don't know
Yeah.
what the hell it is.
It's foreshadowing. Love that building.
I
Kick
know.
it, it'll fall over.
Particularly when you know what later happens in the series, you know, it's
Oh,
like, imagine there's.
that's gonna be something
Yeah.
else. Look at all the cobwebs.
Lamp, please.
I mean, they just look like the guys from the Charlie, you know, the Chocolate Factory, the little Oompa Loompa people. That's what I just kept thinking when I was looking at this.
You think they look like Oompa
Look at the
Loompas?
rubber
Yeah,
foot, the
just the
rubber
little
fingers.
their little feet. I don't know. I just the way they did it. I don't know. I just thought they'd be a little different looking.
Grip hook.
Yeah.
I mean, is Vern Troyer going to be back for seven?
I hope he'll be back.
He's sort of goofy. He doesn't have
Is
that.
Grip Hook the only American actor in all these movies?
I think so.
Vern Troyer?
Look at the rubbery hands.
Yeah, I know.
Ew.
Fault you know which. When they get there, Harry, you'll see which one it is.
So secretive.
Ooh,
Hey,
they're
look, it's the roller
spelunking.
coaster at the Harry Potter park.
Yay!
That's what it looks like.
Lamp, please.
I don't think this is going to be the one. I don't think he's going to be it for seven.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think people know the difference.
Yeah.
It's so make-upped.
Well, it's just that he's like sort of
Makeup.
goofy. Grip hook needs to be
Yeah.
kind of cruel.
What's wrong with them?
He doesn't have the same. I don't know. I don't think he'd be.
Can't
Grip
hear
hook's
you.
kind of, grip hook's kind of malevolent, you know? I don't know.
No. He was just doing his job that day, though. Look at
No, I
all
mean
them
Vern
golds.
Troyer in general. He's good in whatever, but I don't know. Which, by the way, was two vaults away from Sirius's, and that got taken out of a later edition.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
Taken out.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
they
was
took it out.
in an early edition of the book, and then it got edited out.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Ask Joe.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Speaking of rubber fingers, damn.
That wasn't rabbit culture.
Not to mention it's anyone, but let me turn around looking at you, holding it in my hand.
Hey, right, yeah.
I have a
Just
big
met you, so
dramatic
I can
pause.
trust you. Wand.
See, I just thought they did a good job with Diagon Alley. I just think they did it matched
Yeah.
what I thought. I really.
Oh, and I love Ollivanders.
Yeah. Oh, this part's come up here. There's the best shot in the movie's coming up pretty soon. Or at least I think.
Ollivander. Wonder if he'll be back. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is like a
Don't see
preview
why
for number
not.
seven.
He's such a cool, creepy character.
Yeah.
God, but this already looks like an old movie.
Yeah, it does.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. This is...
But he's a good actor, though. He's really well done.
Got that old look. He's got that whole Wand store just memorized.
Yeah. He's like that shoe guy that's made every single shoe in the store.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Yeah.
Look how far back it goes. Now, the Wand's designs changed dramatically.
Well, yeah.
Over the films.
I don't know.
They're this very simple.
Do you remember when the DVD came out? You got to play with the wands, and you went around bashing Ollivander's cabinets around.
Yeah,
I do.
I guess you could do that on the DVD, which we're watching right now. So
yeah, leave alone, leave Ollivander alone. Don't destroy his things.
No,
definitely not. This was one of the clips they released before the film came out, I remember.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Here it comes. My favorite.
Did that shot not in three quarters on it?
Get ready. Get ready. Here it comes.
Oh, that shot where he's looking at him?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Big dramatic moment.
I love it, though. It's so cool.
I wonder if
I remember
the key
watching
to the entire
this in theater
series.
Just thinking, getting chills. I was like, here we go. Getting into it.
Let's be dramatic. That's not still Harry's wand. I mean, that's not.
No, they made it really fancy looking.
Fancy.
I should know because I have one that I play with all the time.
I know you do.
I still don't have one. I need to get one.
Sorry.
I love how the wind just casually brushed his hair across his shoulder. This scar.
Scar.
Dun, dun, dun.
What a total mind job to land this poor
kid. I know.
Kid.
Yeah.
11-year-old kid.
Oh. If we do, we get traced.
But we don't find that out till then, do we?
I know.
Not for a while, anyway. So funny because she used the word taboo to describe that name in the interview we did in 2005.
And yeah.
We should have known.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Yes.
He's got the crazy eyes. Now, here's your wand. Have a good day.
Now give me 20 galleons.
Yeah.
Serious. That is freaking expensive. Oh.
Hedwig!
Love you.
He's like, what is this all? Are they at the Leaky Cauldron here, or are they somewhere else?
No, the Leaky Cauldron, I think.
I mean, I can't imagine that they would build two pubs. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I'm sure it's leaky. Because, I mean, look at the wall back there.
The lighting just bums me out.
Just hit me that the Harry in this movie just showed himself to be more inquisitive than the Harry in all seven books.
I know, it is his first time.
No, he wasn't this inquisitive in movie one. Book one.
Can he not spell it because he doesn't know how or because he's afraid?
I think it's afraid.
He probably doesn't know how.
Really?
I mean, if you don't say his name, you probably don't write it that often.
Yeah.
Often
so now we know why this scene had to be shot the way it did. Now we know.
Why?
I don't think anything was... We didn't find out anything more about this night. Only that nobody was there.
So we don't know if Snape was there?
No, we know nobody was there. Otherwise somebody else would have had a Horcrux too.
Exactly.
Or a non-Horcrux. Look at the look on that kid's face.
I know.
He played that just perfect.
I know. That baby was good.
Yeah.
Is that actor's name on IMDb?
I don't know.
He's
How old is he right now?
Right now.
He's
6 or 7.
8 years old. 7 years old. That'd be hilarious if you ended up looking just like Dan Radcliffe.
Too tired to carry all
Too
this.
tired, perhaps attached to a professor's head.
Oh, you talk about me giving away spoilers, Big Shot. There you go.
No! Oh, the boy who lived.
That's right. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, this just takes me back. I've been there.
This place when the guards weren't looking.
Most squeeful.
Blimey. I'm going to apparate now.
Do we have,
turn around.
Does someone have like a running score of how many times he says the word blimey between him and Ron?
Dumbledore.
About as many times as Ron says wicked.
Wicked, yeah.
I can't imagine just leaving an 11-year-old in London like this.
Stick to your ticket.
Just ditching him.
Especially.
That's so rude.
He's just patting his shoulder. Dumbledore be wanting his thing I shouldn't tell you about.
This is like more negligent than Mundungus ditching Harry on his guard duty.
But do you think that like Dumbledore told him, hey, the Weasley family's coming. Life is going
to
be good.
I don't know. I mean, it was Harry's call to come up to the Weasleys.
He's still wearing the same clothes as he was in the shack.
I've never seen anybody take a live animal on one of those carts ever. Are you mad?
That same
on
guy.
On a night like tonight?
Muggles!
That girl's cute. Let's follow her.
I love when she goes, good luck. Good luck.
I'm going to marry her.
And have lots of babies.
He didn't have that many, baby.
He had three so far.
Percy!
Love of Chris! Goodbye.
Did you see that? Oh, he died.
Honestly, woman.
Spoiler alert.
You stink. You stink!
I'm only joking.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Fred.
Nice to know you. Remember the time where they died?
John! Stop!
Oh, Molly. I love her.
Look at me! I got a smirk! Bit of a run. Good luck! It's my only line!
I love her. She's like, good luck.
She's cute.
Just so different. It's very calm,
yeah.
Ginny.
Yeah.
I guess she doesn't realize who he is.
No. Ginny's like, who is this boy? Oh, yeah, because then Ginny finds out, and then she wants to run after him.
Yeah. She wants to meet him, but they don't do that here, which...
Yeah. No toilet seat jokes or nothing.
That's Neville!
Where?
Neville? You just saw a little pudgy boy
really?
Up in the front, but yeah, I think they... They cut away. What other movies did we see this platform in? We didn't see it for two.
We saw it in Phoenix. We didn't know if it was like the same. We saw it in Prisoner because she had to bring the rat that we could get
close up on.
Right,
but we didn't see it in four.
To remember
one,
she had
three and
the
five.
Rat.
We'll see it in seven, I hope. Yeah. No, what am I talking about? No, we won't see it in seven. Oh, yes, if they do the epilogue.
Yeah. Can I sit with you? Can I be your best friend?
Ron Weasley.
Let's... Blimey.
He's so good, this little squirt.
Yeah. He's so different from how he is now. He's,
I know.
It's so dramatic for him or anyone else. And this little boy haircut.
John, that was your favorite line about the trolley lady? You say that all the time.
Anything up the trolley?
You say that all the time, like in real life. You do.
Two pumpkin pasties, please.
Can't get over how little these kids are. That money is too normal shaped.
Yeah.
Give me some gold.
The galleons were supposed to be the size of hubcaps.
No.
That's what it says in the book.
Hubcaps?
Yes.
Those are huge.
I know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll check, but I think that's
a hubcap
what it says.
Is like the size of a basketball or
I
bigger.
I understand what a hubcap looks like.
You can wear it on his neck, like Flavor Flav.
I'll find it. I don't know if it's right, but I think that's what it says in the book.
I should hope not.
I wanted that box for the longest time. You know, my own.
Yeah, now they just put them out in like foil or something. Get him. Quidditch player, where's your... Oh. And the frog fell to his death under the train tracks.
Johnny, just made a chocolate.
Of course it did.
It's a hologram.
Where'd he go?
For the longest time, I thought that was like similar to a portrait and that he could go and...
Do we know for sure that it's not? Did she ever say?
No, she didn't.
I think she did in an interview.
No, I don't think so.
Here we go. Sunshine, Daisy.
I'm going to marry you!
Neville.
No.
Look at her little Hogwarts.
You have cooties.
Tie! Her little Hogwarts tie.
Sunshine, Daisy.
Hey, jerk. Trying to eat here.
You know, it's scary though. I have seen this scene so many times. It's going to become like they should do like one of those for like Rocky Horror pictures. You can all just kind of like all do like throw daisies up in the air or something when they do that spell.
Look how much frigging candy they have.
Uh oh.
Whoa!
And yet, that's outside of school, but no. Ministry decree.
Yeah, we don't care. Counts. It's okay, right?
What's that?
Can they do it on the train?
Oh, I guess.
No, it's not okay.
I guess.
Oh. Ew, you have no idea.
Maybe it is. I don't know. God, it's the only time she's had the real Hermione hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, my hair looks like that all the time. I got that frizzy part.
That little withering look.
I know. Even at that age, she's got it down.
Where's all the snow? It's always snowing in Hogsmeade.
No, it's not.
At least whenever we see it.
Well, no, this is in September, though.
No, it's not.
I know.
Look at his robe is too big. Yeah. I don't know what. They're so little. I'm going to say this throughout the whole film.
Just little munchkins and their little munchkin ties. What was this monster? Oh, the boat idea was so clever.
It was.
But look at the little,
and this is cool too.
The little ties are the full Hogwarts tie.
I bash Columbus a lot. I mean, I give him a hard
time,
you know, maybe unfairly. But I love these couple of these shots here. These are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I remember being wowed by the shot of the castle. Now I'm wondering what it'll look like after all this time.
Yeah.
Because I love this
poster. Yep, like a backdrop.
Damn it.
So cool.
Look at Seamus.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's a
Mom's
painting.
A muggle. Dad's a muggle. Mom's a witch.
Neville.
Hey, it's Dean before he got 7 feet tall.
And be too big for the boat.
He's huge.
They should have had the giant squid in there, though. It would have been cool.
Oh, yeah. We need the squiddy. Look at her, poised to strike. She's in her uniform.
I like her hat, though. She's really cool.
Puff!
Yay!
Oh, geez.
Sue. And Slytherin.
Malfoy's boo.
Look at the bun on this girl's hair.
Yeah.
Wait. It's huge. Trevor.
Trevor!
You know, I was kind of disappointed Trevor never played a more pivotal role in Deathly Hallows.
I expected him to come out of Lockdown.
I wanted him to be Ollivander.
Yeah.
It's like we just assign like all these crazy ideas of which adults could be these animals. Like they had nothing better to do with their time than to be these students' pets.
Look, they all just learned how to do the thing where they all are surprised and whisper among each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they would have known already.
Ooh. Fight, boys. Fight.
You punch your Weasley.
What looks hand-me-down about his robe?
Nothing looks hand-me-down about that robe.
Compared to Draco's.
Oh, I guess it's a little grayer.
Do you guys remember being 11?
Look at the bun on her hair behind Harry. I remember being 11. It stunk.
Do you remember, like, having that kind of attitude, that personality to people?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that
attitude.
This is the moment I want to do my life, is walk into Hogwarts like that.
One day, a few years now.
Yeah, seriously, it's going to be right there.
But those candles look so gooby hanging there. I mean, just the technology has changed just so.
Oh, they're all right.
Well, I don't know.
Who's this little girl that she never talked to again?
What?
A little brunette.
Oh, it's the Susan Bones.
No, Susan Bones are redhead.
Yeah, who's she talking
look. To? Look, there it is. There's the hat.
Oh, right. We never... No, the girl with the short black hair. I think she was supposed to be pansy. I'm gay.
I have a view. Start of term announcements.
But he didn't say the words that we all wanted.
No. Yeah, who is this girl?
We've never... She's not pansy.
No, she's not pansy.
Pansy in number two is different.
Well, it's just giddy-giddy. I would adopt Mrs. Norris in a heartbeat before Mochka. Just saying.
I was waiting for that.
Total bull. They told the kids, look scared.
Look at Madame Hooch back there.
Yeah, where'd she go?
I'll come back and do another movie if you give me $20 million. Oh, Madame Hooch. You're not that important.
I can't believe how long it's been since I've seen this.
Right then.
John, you got sorted when we went on the tour.
I did. I think it was a freaking Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw or some crap.
I don't think you were Hufflepuff. No, you were. You were. We talked about it later. There's Lee Jordan. Yeah. Check him out.
Uncool.
Yes. It goes Hermione Granger than Draco Malfoy. What kind of list do you got there? Ooh, look at the effect.
Other end.
It doesn't even touch his head.
Good thing Ryan just said that.
Just had to say it.
Susan.
Wow, different haircut.
Look at that hair. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Nothing, because I touch my scar.
Ew.
For Pop! Yay! Yay!
Oh, no, it's my turn. Oh, college. Bother.
My God, you can see the outlines of all the...
Ah! Oh, you're all the same.
Isn't this Jim Dale's voice?
Yeah.
No, well,
it sounds like it, but I don't know if it is. But
I have a vague memory. No, it's not. No. I don't remember who it is.
Everybody perks up.
No, because that guy does the narration.
Come on, like nobody thought.
Like to the tour thing, though, right?
Yeah.
The hat guy. I forget what his name is.
Like nobody knew it was going to be Gryffindor. Come on.
I don't know. They're pretty nervous about it. Snape was thinking Slytherin.
Look at everybody. Their hands on the table.
A tiny little Santa Claus over there.
It would have as many incarnations.
Or if there was... Yeah.
Poor Professor Flitwick.
Don't tell the whole hall, you jerk.
I know, this is...
This is private.
Hey, you know those doors on the side are. Those panels
They're
are
for
actually real
real.
doors. They're real doors. Get blown out.
That's
The
where they
house
halt the
points
kids
thing at
when
the.
they let the kids out of their cages when
Yeah,
it's time for them to act.
exactly.
On, extras. Out you go.
Madam
Oh, Madame
Pooch.
Hooch is all like, He's gonna make a flyer one day, I know it. Cheers, Harry. Cheers. I'm a creepy old man.
Not creepy.
He's a little creepy.
It's not creepy.
Creepy.
Those are cool glasses. I
Yeah.
want those glasses. You know how like people get fancy china for their house that they never use and it just sits in their china cabinet? They may use it once a year. I want like Hogwarts china. If I have any china in my house, because I think it's worthless to have in your house anyway, because no one ever uses it. It just sits there and you get
I use it.
passed down from like your grandparents and stuff. When do you ever use your
Well,
china?
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
One, two times a year. Ridiculous. I want Hogwarts china if I'm gonna have any china.
Oh,
Those mashed
no.
potatoes. They can make a crazy good
No.
sandwich from all this.
See,
That's a
he
good
does
mouthful,
eat. See, there
Snape.
was a
What
rumor
taught
that
you
Snape never
manners?
eats, but there he is, eating food right there.
Yeah.
Snape
Snape takes his
eats.
energy from osmosis. Whoa! Giant Cleese! Who put him there?
Look, Great
The Gray
Lady.
Lady.
Hey, where's the
Still chasing after her. Look, Fat Friar.
They had a picture of all the
diagons?
ghosts in Vanity Fair
Captain Hook!
early on. It's Hook, exactly.
He's
What the
Captain
heck?
Friggin' Hook. A bunch of other random ghosts. See, I think they should have added like a song. If they're all gonna
A
come out
ghost
like that, they
song?
should make like a song. Like, we are the ghost of Hogwarts, we fly around like this every night. La 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 la. Oh, thank you very much.
Nearly had them.
That's actually not her line in the book. I
No,
believe
it's
it
not.
is.
Ron's.
No, like Seamus or somebody.
No,
Is it
they would never
Seamus?
give Hermione
No.
Ron's lines. No.
They started earlier.
No,
They
never
started
happened.
early. This way. We'll animate the pictures in a later movie.
Are they moving in this one?
No. Not until we get to the fat lady. You know what would have been awesome?
No, what would have?
If they, like, for all the times that they
Yeah.
did battle in Hogwarts, if they, like, dueled on, like, the moving staircases, and, like, they had a huge action scene on the moving staircases, and they had to jump from, like, staircase to staircase, and, like, somebody fell.
That would not so
That'd be
much.
cool.
She
You don't think?
changes.
What's wrong with you?
That's not the real fat
Hey,
lady.
it's a fat lady before she got her celebrity
Yeah,
makeover.
she's a little bit old-fashioned there.
Now, there is no scrambling through any
I know.
portrait hole with that entrance. Yeah,
No,
you just walk through.
it's
But throughout the
full.
books, they scramble through the portrait hole.
Well, because it's risen off the ground, they
Yeah,
have to
that's what I'm
climb up
saying.
over it.
Should have been risen off the ground. They should have had to climb in.
Would have been a pain in the butt.
Percy actually good lines.
I can't look at the dormitory anymore since I played the Order of the Phoenix game for the Wii, when you can lift up everything off the ground and like throw it into people. I think like I spent 5 or 10 minutes picking up like one of their tables and like whacking Hermione with it, and she like
You did
stumbles
not, did you
backwards.
really?
I swear not. I think a lot of people do that. I think I remember reading an interview from Emma how she said like her little brother did the very same thing. Picked up furniture and threw them at it all the time.
It's part of zooming
Like,
around the castle
ouch!
in the new game. I love that. It's so much fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at Emo Harry.
Emo Harry.
Go to sleep. It's time for bed.
There. I love this. This shot, they use this all the time. It is beautiful.
That's a
It
great
really is.
shot. Oh my god, it's even grainy, this film.
What?
Yeah,
it's
it
just
is.
So old looking. I'm just flabbergasted. There's a cat. Our teacher's a cat.
It's a cool looking cat. Do cats normally look like
is
like
it
those
the
stripes?
Same cat as in the beginning?
No.
No, it's not.
She can change what her stripes look like. She's McGonagall. Whoa!
These are the most lines that Ron has ever.
I remember the whole controversy. Everybody's like, bloody is a really bad word over here, and I can't believe he just said in front of a teacher, and you have gotten detention.
That's true, we did. Cool. They did have a huge controversy about that. I remember that.
Yeah. Like, get over it. Bloody.
Oh, now this scene. Here we go.
I love this scene.
He's having a tantrum already.
I know.
I like how his hair flips up at the back. Science. This is very closely from the book.
Yeah. That was a little heavy-handed right there. Select few, yeah. I'll give a dramatic look to Draco Malfoy.
Smile.
But here, he's so cool when he swoops that those robes around him, and you just think, giant bat, yeah. Man. It's just so cool.
He's so awesome.
But it's so not what Snape would do. He wouldn't put on a show. He would talk like this.
Yeah. Snape's not much for dramatics.
Then again. Although his intonation, Alan Rickman's voice, is so...
That's Chris Columbus's hand.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, because Harry's handwriting sucks. Look at it. Look
yeah,
at
look,
that
it's
shot
huge.
There. And it's totally different from when they actually showed the close-up of it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Dan's handwriting's miserable.
Well, he was also 11. My handwriting sunk when I was 11, too.
Hey, well, I'm in a movie. I would take my time.
I know.
Oh, my God. I actually read the book before coming to class.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Clue.
Why are things in such old conditions in the magical world when it's probably all too easy to, like, use, like, a painting spell or, like, a scrubbing spell?
I know.
I don't know.
Clearly.
Oh, smack down. Smack down.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Seamus the Pyraniac. Seamus the Irish Pyromaniac. I can't even say it. Seamus the Irish Pyromaniac.
Can use his rum fix.
Alcoholic Pyromaniac.
Yeah. Whoa! Ew, pew, that stinks, guys.
Mail's here. Oh, Ron's your podcast.
Get him. We are the flying owls of Hogwarts. La 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 la. Treats!
Those owls have good aim.
They're very, very good. You have to think they have to know when to let go.
I'm
so
sorry, I wouldn't want an owl
it.
Flying over my breakfast food, just saying.
I mean, did you get a look at that owlery? It's a messy owlery.
Suddenly, Harry loves the newspaper.
Yeah, he's an old man.
Oh, that's funny.
Ew, snap.
Oh,
Navi.
Little accent.
Oh, my. We're very confused goblins. Let's take a photo of us looking very confused, not knowing what's going on.
John. God.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody, you big blabbermouth. What did Hagrid say? Best not to tell anybody.
Liz, have you ever been to this castle? I want to go there.
No.
Which castle is it?
No idea. Whoa!
Maybe
you can actually
their
go
eyes.
There and see where they filmed this. Looks beautiful.
Sweet. Doesn't look anything like the Hogwarts that they show on, like, the light shots, but... So cool.
It's a courtyard.
Yeah.
Hermione's all mad.
And he's like, I'm supposed to be good at everything. Come on, Hooch, help him out.
Hermione.
And he's like, whoa!
I love that. Shut up, Harry.
Shut up, Harry. You're so mean.
Those little cute things are important.
Yeah. Gripping good. Hard.
And why did she leave again? Wasn't it like a money dispute?
Yeah, she thought she deserved more money or some nonsense.
Nonsense.
She needed more lines. Like, if you're not in the damn book, then why do you need more lines? Mr. Longbottom. Just stand there and don't help the poor boy.
Because the broom knows he's awesome.
Surely there's no magic you could do to disable the broom.
Broom knows what's in this guy's future.
Yes. And here we have one of the first examples of amping it up for the movie. Yeah. In the book, he just shoots up straight in the air and just falls. 20 feet, I think, is all. He goes barreling through everybody.
He tours Hogwarts.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh no, not...
C.G. Neville's going to fall.
Not C.G. Neville. Oh my!
There he is again, C.G. Neville!
And he's dead.
Wow, it's so different.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
Where's Dumbledore and his celestial momentum when he needed it?
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't just steal that, Draco. It's not yours. Put it back. Look at poor Noah. He's so sad looking. How do you just leave kids with brooms and they're tempted to not fly away on them? He just said the S word?
He did!
It's a kids movie. Let him go.
He's like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Get him, Harry.
Harry, no way. Deep breaths.
She never.
What?
What an idiot.
Call him an idiot.
Never.
That's so.
Harry's gonna hit the castle.
Oh no. It'd be funny if she was doing like her makeup or something.
Yeah, I know.
Put on eyeliner. Oh my. Did you see that? Dude, pretty. Good heavens. Now wait for it, students, and run at him. It's like they're all just standing there as he's coming down, and they just decide to
who's that guy? Run at him again.
Oh, busted.
He's wearing the exact same robes.
Busted.
As the day before.
Oh, busted.
So do the adults' robes never change, ever?
I guess not. They're expensive. They're uniform. The head of Gryffindor's uniform is green. Don't interrupt his important iguana lesson.
Iguana, I know.
If the kids don't learn about the iguanas, they're never going to pass their newts.
We don't, not at all.
Oh, none of the girls like that guy.
No, definitely not.
That's so cool that how he accepted the
one shot him would be great.
The proposal to be in the Deathly Hallows film.
He did?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Huh?
Nobody said that he's going to be in film 7.
I just did. Didn't you hear me?
John. What's that red? Do you see that?
I know. I'm looking at it. What the hell is that?
Never seen that before.
Yeah. Maybe it's a phantom. But they'll turn up in a month or two. She's ditching her new Ravenclaw friends.
I've been reading up on you way too much.
Yeah. I've been reading a Wikipedia entry.
M.G. McGonagall.
Minerva Gary McGonagall.
No, wasn't there a problem, though, about the years or something? She was the coach. Seeker and...
I wonder if she had a daughter. I have no idea.
Oh,
here comes Christopher Columbus's favorite thing to film ever.
What's that?
You'll see.
The staircases?
No. You'll see. Home Alone
Reaction
fans
shots?
Know exactly what I'm talking about. There's
the
one in this
screen.
Film. There's one in film two. There's one in Home Alone. Clap your hands to your face and scream!
The cobweb statue guy. What do they use this room for otherwise?
Clearly nothing.
Clearly nothing. Why is it suddenly this year out of bounds? Like, it seems to be like it's always been out of bounds. Yeah. And the shape it's in. Look at this.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it's never been used before ever. So
they
why would
set,
they
like,
tell anybody?
Aragog and his whole family out on this place. Drat, it's locked. Does anybody know any locking spells?
Oh. Drat.
Whoa. She did a spell to lift that latch up. Oh, I memorized where it was from.
Yeah, exactly. See, there's a little white thing. It's weird.
Dad.
Here we go. Yep.
You're right, John. That's just what Mushka looks like when she sleeps.
I know. They just should have used the
You know, this part in the game is hard,
See
man.
See right there.
Oh, no!
Oh, I love this. I actually love the first two games. They're actually pretty good. They've gone back and redid that, but I'm trying to get past
I don't remember playing it.
Hard.
Me neither.
Trying to get Patch Mutsko would
I
be
can't
harder,
beat but... Voldemort in the first game.
Yeah.
Which was faster. She's very clever. She's like the brass witch of her age. Oh, I'm going to bed. Oh.
Snap. Love that line. That's in the book, isn't it? Something similar.
We love you, Sean.
Hey, look, guys, it's Harry with wood.
Oh, yeah.
And?
And Oliver.
Yeah, that's true. He's got a little wardrobe change.
Muggle clothes. Where did he get the muggle clothes, Harry? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty nice.
Money,
that's
now.
A nice probably, sweater, you know?
Maybe he was on, like, the JCPenney website.
Look, Hufflepuff, did you
for
see
Wizards?
That? There was a Hufflepuff stand.
On the Keeper?
Well, I suppose you have to have every house, but I noticed the Hufflepuff house.
So was there a Gryffindor?
They get stands, too?
And a Ravenclaw and a Slytherin, too.
Why?
It'd be funny if they didn't have a Hufflepuff stand.
Yeah, John would find that very
funny.
You know...
On carpet squares. Come on, Hufflepuffs, it's time to go to Quidditch. Grab your carpet squares.
John, if you ever play Quidditch, you would get the hell beat out of you. I'm just saying. You would have.
Oh, well, hell no.
I'd be looking for you, pal. That'd be all there is
I'd
to
be
it.
A beater. I think that'd be so... That's the most obnoxious
And I'd like to smoke
to
right by you playing that
ball.
Chaser and see ya.
I'd love that.
Yeah, you'd miss.
Oh, Sue, I'd have to whack you good. Nasty little buggers.
Here we go.
Oh, beautiful. Ghost. Tiffany's ball. You put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Very importantly.
Oh, there it goes.
Oliver's looking the wrong way. Clearly he's not a seeker.
Literally, he's a terrible seeker.
Yeah, no,
he's got five books.
Look at all his... This is awesome.
Here we go. Flitwick number 1.
You know what Professor Flitwick used to do before he started Hogwarts?
I don't know. What?
He used to represent the Lollipop Guild.
Did he? Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
I love how nobody can repeat what he said.
You know.
Yeah. I don't speak English. What a B word.
Leviosa. No, Leviosa.
How dare you get it wrong in the first 5 seconds you're practicing?
Look how she sits up and preens herself.
Oh, my. Oh, look at this. It's almost as if it's being floated up by a wire.
you can see the wire, too. You can back that one shot.
A little smug look on her face.
Blow it up.
Here we go.
There's just no reason for that to happen.
No, ever.
Oh,
it's like
snap.
Just like a dun dun dum. Sit him up. Put him bum. It's not. It's not. Look at his hair.
Yeah.
This was well done.
Seamus and Dean are friends already.
Oh, my.
Oh, you just made her sad. Now she's gonna cry and be emo. Did you guys know that it's Snape's job every year to carve all those pumpkins?
I did not know that, John.
No, it's...
That was something that Joe said in a recent interview.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to do it. Who better to do it than Snape?
Oh, look at those. I love this. Those the food on it, the artwork on it. I mean, these are just extreme food.
Crying.
On the Food Network.
Who would have thought that Neville turned out to be, like, such a good-looking guy?
Yeah.
Here we go, Tro!
You're the defense against the Dark Arts teacher. Why are you freaking out on a troll?
John, you know the answer.
I know, but still. If I was Dumbledore, I'd be like, why did I hire you if you're going to freak out about a troll?
Did you hear that, Sue? Hufflepuff, this way.
Yeah.
Down to the cubby holes, hobbit holes. Go Snape slam.
Where are they there? Never seen that area before.
That's the courtyard that they, I think, made into the one we see in Prisoner.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I can't wait to see CG Harry on top of the troll.
Yeah.
That's going to be hilarious.
That's awesome.
Ew.
I think Shrek was cuter.
Well, at least, do you think this troll looked better than Grop?
No, what? I liked Grop. I thought Grop was well done.
Really?
Well, that was a weirdly shot.
Yeah.
So funny.
Be brave.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Be grumpy troll.
Wow. Here we go. Here we go. CG Harry.
There you do it, Harry.
Check him out.
Oh. Good thing I have motion blur covering that.
Yeah, I know.
Get him. Look at his hands.
I know.
I know. Okay.
What would have been the perfect spell for the troll? Aside from that one. Look at this wand in my nose still.
I love that. Was one of my favorite moments of the whole film when he just looks and goes, cool. Yeah. Just a little stupid astonishment, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. I love what the troll's choice of fashion is, though, the little vest.
It's fashion sense.
Just covers up his shoulders.
Yeah, where does he decide he's going to make a vest? And
I'm going to wear a vest today.
Is there the troll, you know?
A loincloth.
I don't know. Troll clothing.
Look at that big old troll butt on that guy.
Let me see. The wand that Harry's going to pull out of the troll's nose right now goes on to do all those great things and almost kill Voldemort, but not really.
It was covered in troll bogies. I would love to see what was going to happen if the teachers had to fight the troll. Like, all of them, if they all had to gang up on the troll, like, be some kind Snape's of boss face. In, like, a video game.
Look at Snape's face.
You know, that scene in Deathly Hallows would be awesome. It would be the ultimate boss battle, man.
Yeah.
They make a game. But...
Oh. Snape, why didn't you just repair your pants?
Look at that look.
Repair his leg.
I will look curiously the other direction now. Look at Ronnie's like, oh, I didn't mean it, Professor. I'm sorry.
Lightning. 5 points. Lightning. I love, have you ever seen Harry and the Potters? They talk, they do their monster segment and they talk about the troll and he goes, yeah, this is about a time when we got 5 points for each for beating a troll, and this song's about how we got ripped off.
Yeah. Or song's not about off.
That was a huge ripoff. 5 points.
It started to be like way more heavy handed with points as the books went on. Harry got 1 point taken off of him.
Then it got to be like 50 points here and there.
His first class was Snape for
right?
his cheek.
Books.
Yeah. He knew.
Yeah. He was going to stutter and look, and walk. Go to the freaking hospital wing, Snape. Why does Dan wink with one of his eyes all the time?
What?
Look at his left eye. His right eye stays open and his left eye winks.
Yeah!
See that?
Come on. Poor Dan. What are you doing to him? Look, I love when they're like, what could this possibly be? What could this broom-shaped package be?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
It's what do you call those Roomba things? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
Roomba's around.
Maybe not.
I mean, look at it. It looks like a broom.
What could it be?
What could this be?
They might as well wrap like a life-size Dobby in brown paper and wonder what it was. Twing!
I've got a god, mommy. Sugar mommy.
Have we went over to McGonagall. They're like,
that's
buddy.
Not, and that's not in the book. They just sort of order it for him.
The music's all dramatic. Here they come.
Look at all broken up brooms the other guys are bringing.
Yeah. Got giant sticks. Knobs. You wish. Brilliant can tell you the true secret.
Exactly.
Moron. I miss Quidditch.
Well, Quidditch will be in movie for the last time this time around.
Yeah.
Is that a castle right there in the background?
Yeah, thank God they're doing it.
I think it's awesome how they're like increase their padding and stuff because it's going to be like way more hardcore.
It should be rough.
Yay!
Go, go, Hufflepuff.
So oh, Hufflepuff's not playing.
It's my natural sense of cheering. I love, see, I love Quidditch. I'm like one of the freaks of the fandom. I love Quidditch. I think this is exciting.
Why does that make you a freak of the fandom?
I don't know, because
fandom,
people are like, oh, we don't want to watch this. Quidditch. And I think this is exciting to watch. I enjoy that they put this in the movies.
It's a lot of fun.
It's totally cool.
Oh, there are gremlins in that box.
Let's get
or I'll eat you with those eyes. Damn. Oh, there's a lot of CG Quidditch in this. Ooh. It's like spot the computer graphics.
Yeah.
And who's this guy?
He is...
Terrence Higgs, I think, is his name in the
book. Casey Witter from Dawson's Creek.
No, I think it's his name in the book is Terrence Higgs. What?
John's answer wasn't quite it. No.
Yeah, I know.
Could have been
Wait,
Casey Witter.
Watch all the crazy CG characters she's ducking from. They must have had a whole lot of... No, it's so fun! They must have had a whole lot of computers hooked up. No, that's real.
Angelina, but then... go. Scores!
There!
Ding!
Make sure we watch.
Whoa.
Is that guy Dumbledore is friends with? Is that one
John.
Of his buddies? Or
I've never seen him.
What? Why can't Dumbledore bring a date to Quidditch?
John.
What? Not a bad thing.
Oh, look. You know, and that guy's so good looking in real life, too. Jamie Yates plays him. I mean, but he just looks so...
He is so good looking. It's crazy. Oh, CG!
No.
Do you have anybody teeth like that?
No, I was talking about Oliver Wood. I don't know about that guy. I've never seen
Boom.
Him in real life. CG, CG, CG!
Yeah.
Oh, drat.
That was like a video game.
I can't wait. I hope they have Luna do the commentary in Hapla Prince, though. Just watch this.
Yeah. They Looters, better.
Loser's allergy or whatever.
Oh, dude, he just punched a girl.
See ya. Boom.
Oliver.
Oh, no, don't you do it.
Oh, CG Oliver. CG
poor
Oliver.
Poor form.
CG Oliver. Harry against the picture.
Harry's all like, grrr.
Oh,
Molly. Where was your restaurant momentum there, Dumbly?
A little tartan ear flap hat.
It's just not hairy, you don't care, is that
yeah, that's
what it
right.
Is?
Just a lot of rest of them can all just...
Oh, drat!
I'll just sit here and wait for this.
Snitch, you jerk. It's not your job to watch the game like everybody else. I like that Quidditch World Cup video game.
Oh, I love that game. I love that. It's awesome.
I did wish they had like a little expert mode or something, because you pretty much like play that by holding the stick in the direction of the goals and just keep mashing the A button or whatever button it was, the X button.
No, they never explain the point of points in this game in the movie. There's all they say is if you catch the snitch, we win. And in the meantime, we'll count some points up.
Well, I had to make it fun. Where's the big lake next to the castle?
Yeah, it's kind of missing.
They drained it to check for
illusion.
Leaks. CG Harry!
Get him, Harry. Get him. Oh, no.
Made of rubber.
I would get so sick. I'd throw the heck up. Why wouldn't Dumbledore help fix this situation?
He didn't know.
He didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, he's got his back.
I mean, how can he? I don't know.
Is he too involved in this date?
I just love that in the movie she like trips him. Here she sets fire to his robes.
Yeah. Who's the person that stands there waving their fist at Harry? Did you see that?
She sets him on fire. She sets him on fire.
It's awesome.
I mean, you know.
Where is Dumbledore? He's gone.
He's gone. He is gone. And then maybe he's not in the staff.
He left.
Maybe that's not the box he's in.
They have his own private suite.
I don't know.
Might be in a different box.
He must have.
He's got a little waitress, witches feeding him hot dogs and things.
You think they have vendors at the... Yeah, they must because... Yeah, they must.
Do they eat hot dogs in the Yuck? That isn't very American food. Do they eat hot dogs?
Well, that's a muggle food. Oh, I don't know. They might. American? I don't know. Joe said there's a magical school in America, so I bet they play Quidditch there. I bet they have hot dogs. Yeah?
Did she?
The Salem Witches Institute.
Right. That's right.
I love this surfing Harry. What the heck?
Everybody's going Harry. Kid's got brilliant coordination. Did you just eat that?
Wow, she had to have said to them, you know, it's really important that he catch the snitch this way.
Yeah. And it is pretty funny. How long do you think it would have taken him to pass the Quidditch regularly? If he did swallow it.
John, he can't swallow that.
You know how painful that would have been?
It wouldn't have happened.
If you had to, like, actually digest it and, like...
It wouldn't have happened.
Get rid of it. Could have happened.
No.
Anything that happened is magic.
It's magic.
Seems like that was work. My debt has been repaid.
Oh, look at him waving at all the computer characters.
Leave the computer characters alone.
It's so cute. It's like watching people walking through a video game.
You love that.
I love it. It's cool.
Who told you about Fluffy?
On eBay.
On eBay.
Top secret.
Where's his dead ferret?
Now, isn't that in the Christmas scene, right?
Hogwarts teacher or not?
Is that a different movie?
Yeah, he's... Oh, she strained her hair.
I read about them.
Do you think Hagrid had, like, favorite students, like, every year he was at Hogwarts?
You think what?
Do you think Hagrid had other favorite students, like, for the other years that he was at Hogwarts, that he would just invite over for tea and rye cakes and stuff?
Albus Severus.
Yeah, Albus Severus.
Well, before when did he start teaching, though? I mean, look, Hogwarts in the snow. Yay! I know, it's awesome.
That big old tree. Did anybody not tell Hagrid about the Wingardium Leviosa thing? It's so mean to make Hagrid drag the tree over the yard. You got a freaking Flitwick here floated over there.
Yeah. I always expected that Ron's like strategical mind for chess would.
Yeah.
Yeah, come in somewhere.
Yeah.
Lots of people thought he would be like a commander or something, or like the strategist. Whack-mole! Barbaric. Ranny, freak out a little bit. It's a chessboard.
I love the little bickering.
It's not like they were bleeding. Charlie, you'll never see him now because we didn't cast him.
Remember all the theories about Charlie, like, and all his, like an army of dragons gonna fight in the battle at the end. That just never panned out.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Hermione. This is my favorite Hermione on all five films. A little not in the restricted section. Happy Christmas. And she goes, like, it's so her.
Yeah. I just accurate the book and it flew out of Dumbledore's office.
And now it's Christmas Day in the Scrooge story.
Yeah. Those are like such cozy little sweaters.
I would love to have a Weasley sweater one day. Those are cool.
Happy Christmas. What'd you get, Harry? Deathly Hollow.
Deathly Hollow. Deathly Hollow.
Dear Harry, take care of this. It's Deathly Hollow.
Dear Harry, here's a completely irreplaceable item that you should use to get food from the kitchens like your father did. Be careful.
People have died over this.
11-year-old. Exactly. Yeah. A long history of people have died for this.
Yes. I'll wrap it in a friggin' garbage bag. I'm not wearing that. It's ghastly.
My body's gone.
Where's my body?
See, and in this film, Ron knows what things are. What happened?
Well, no one else was there to talk about it.
But it's so weird.
I don't know. Ron gets into the gillyweed or something. Mine's gone. I love the inside of the cloak shots. Fun.
That little film they have over everything.
Yeah. I love how, like, those doors aren't magically locked or anything. It's restricted, but it's an honor system. Don't come in here. The Dewey Decimal System.
I like how he thinks it's going to be a book on, hey, Flamel! Yeah. So he's over there on the Fs.
Yeah. These books are scary.
Hey, Harry, look here.
What was that book about? Uh-oh.
Oh, unless you've got a precious invisibility cloak that nobody else in the world can use. I have.
I'm going to reach for it. Oh, I missed it. Here it is.
I'm going to flick my hair. He blow dries that hair.
I must.
Caught doing something. Everybody run. Like,
yeah.
Is this a national security matter? Yeah. They run.
All three of them figure it out.
Run now.
There's the mirror.
So cool. I love how they used this shot again in
five. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
And Snape popping into it.
Yeah.
What did he say? He's like, feeling sentimental.
I think I may vomit. Or feeling sentimental. And then when it's about serious, he says, I think I may vomit.
Yeah. I'm your mom, Harry!
We'll meet soon.
I'm your dad. I look to be in my 40s, but really I died when I was 22.
Yeah.
I age in death. Oh, Lily. Snape loved you. Snape loved you.
Oh, he wanted it so bad.
He just wanted a family. So much.
Ron's like, what? Alone.
Ron's like, I'm trying to dream about Hermione. Why?
Okay, Ron's robe is like an old man's jacket.
Yeah.
It's a sleep robe.
There was so much speculation, like, that what he saw would actually come true. And...
yeah. Well, he doesn't see Hermione in there, does he?
Nope.
Aww.
There is the best fan art in our fan art galleries of Harry sitting in front of this mirror.
Yeah.
And I just love that scene. Just so...
I'm sorry, rest him. He was a great actor. I was never a big fan of Richard Harris as Dumbledore.
No?
He had the regalness, but none of his fun.
I mean, he's not very fun, but... I don't know. I think that there are elements of him and elements of Gambit that combined would have been perfect.
Yeah. I just wish they hadn't given Gandalf to Ian McKellen, or he would have ended up playing him.
I think he would have been good, too.
He would have been great.
It's just funny how huge a difference it goes from, like, Chamber of Secrets Dumbledore to Prisoner Dumbledore. I mean, Gambit doesn't even attempt to make himself similar to the previous Dumbledore.
No, not at all.
He never even watched the movies.
Well, didn't read the books either.
I mean, like, how can you be taking over for somebody in their role and not even watch the movie that has a character that you're replacing? I mean, I could see the reasons, like, him wanting to make it original, but, like, how are you not even tempted to look at it? Especially something that was so wildly successful.
Forget to live. Great line.
Harry, why are you out by yourself in the snow? Where are all the kids? You skipping lunch?
To throw Hagrid into the...
Okay, Hedwig, go get him.
Hedwig, not Hagrid.
CG Hedwig.
There she is.
And how does this signify him not forgetting to live?
He's playing in the snow.
That's a nice shot of Hogwarts.
Pretty. The library. We never get to see the library.
Look, you never notice either Harry or Ron, like, got slammed with a book and, like, quietly massaged their knuckles. It's really funny.
Girl.
Such cool books. Look at how things are, like, sewn into the pages.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, if not totally practical.
Now, they must have filmed it twice and had it say philosopher, because you clearly see her say philosophers. Unless they filmed it as sorcerers and edited it for England.
Seriously?
But in this shot, I know for sure the door closed and they said, we know about the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah?
See, it's...
Interesting.
Wow.
Wow. The first Hagrid's hut.
Look at his apron. He's just going to have a baking
look
day.
Look at Fang.
Baking day.
Look at Fang. He's such an emo dog.
Yeah.
Look, she looks like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Look him in the air, look him in the air.
Yeah.
Ew, I shouldn't have told you that. I shouldn't have drawn attention to the fact that I shouldn't have told you that either.
A hot bowling ball.
What's over here? Aragorn.
Aragorn. Aragorn's the boy.
I know. What's the dragon's name? I forget.
That's a dragon.
Dragon's like some girl.
Saphira.
Saphira! Dragon! Nice.
Yeah.
Wire pushing.
It's Jurassic Park.
Aww,
even baby
cute.
Dragons drool. How about that?
No, Hermione, it's a hippogriff.
Not just a broom. It's a Nimbus 2000. It's not just a dragon. It's a Norwegian Ridgeback.
It's not just a cupcake. Oh.
I thought Norbert was going to come back.
Ooh, this set my beard on fire. You know how bad that would stink?
Yeah.
Burnt hair is disgusting. They burnt Hagrid hair. I thought dragons weren't capable of sustaining a flame until they were older. The famous corridor. McGonagall, why don't you just use a Lumos?
Is that her, like, sleeping hat that she has on?
I guess. And why are they in trouble? Hagrid said they could come out. Actually, no, he didn't. He kind of snuck up on Hagrid. But still. That's insanity! Sorry. Honorable.
Yeah, it's like a ha ha ha. Beat that at your own game.
I'm gonna get you for this, Potter. Yeah. Now, Filch is just... Do you believe his stories about the fact that he used to have detentions, like hanging kids up by their knuckles and things?
No.
I think he was just out to scare the kids.
Of course. Of course, we don't know how old Filch is, so maybe.
Yeah,
maybe I can't imagine if they did that.
I love that. Good God, man.
Good God. That's not what happened!
Not what happened at all.
It's not even close to what happened!
Does that surprise you, though, dude?
It's so mean to claim on Dumbledore.
Oh, because nothing bad ever gets put on Dumbledore.
I know, he's a sweetheart, little sweetheart man. Except that he's a creepy, grumpy, manipulative piece of grump. Crazy bats and bogeys and everything else that makes me scared. I'd be more afraid of some of these adults than I have any of these creatures. Look at the faces they give you.
Well, look at Filch, though. I mean, you know.
He's like the freaking Crypt Keeper, or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Do you think Filch has been out there in the forest a lot?
Yeah, maybe. Where's Lupin?
He's not in this movie.
No. Where's Buckbeak? Mercury?
But so Dumbledore had to know that this was going on. And yet he's just going to say, okay.
Dumbledore knew everything was going on.
You're going to go out there with giant killer spiders.
Yeah. Dumbledore was aware of it all. That's the beauty of it.
But nobody knew that Snape at this point did not know that Voldemort was out there, right?
Just was...
No, nobody knew it was Voldemort. No.
But Snape was already in the book, though he was beginning to get suspicious at this point of Quirrell, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay.
They had that confrontation.
Yeah.
Do you think Quirrell is a tragic character or somebody that we shouldn't feel any pity for?
He made his choice.
Yeah, but do you think he really understood the choice?
I don't know.
Hmm. Draco and Harry run through the forest. Playing with the fang dog, finding the unicorns. Creepy, creepy unicorns.
This was actually really creepy, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, to see, like, somebody eating a unicorn.
Yeah.
Like, a pretty little unicorn, like... All kids have heard of unicorns, but they've never heard of a unicorn being eaten by a person.
He's not being eaten, he's drinking the blood.
Oh, well, yeah, well, it's the same difference, though. It's just as creepy.
Yeah.
You think unicorns, you think, like, ponies and pretty things, and... It's cool how she turns it into something that is part of something so dark.
Yeah.
I love when people fall on their back, they just, like, don't think to just get up and run away. They just keep kicking themselves and kicking the ground, pushing them backwards.
Here we come. Dun-dun-dun-dun!
Get it, Buckbeak! Run away!
Just like it's gonna happen later on.
He flies.
Oh, that's not it. He flies again.
No one tries to help the unicorn.
Yeah, you want to talk about effects? Check it out.
That's why it's very dark.
That's what they do with the centaurs every time. Just make it very dark.
Yeah. Yeah, they really improved on the centaurs from this movie to the movie 5.
They did. They did. And it was still pretty dark and pretty,
Yeah.
Pretty fast movements. See, it would have been a lot more difficult had they had made Frenzy a teacher character and brought him into the castle and brought him in the daylight and everything. And
oh, true. Yeah.
That would have been really difficult. Everybody just gets up in Harry's face in this movie and just tells him things. Somebody help it!
No, well, it's probably dead at that point, though, huh?
Guess.
I love this. It's their first little session. Their first little, we're the warriors who have to do this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't do it, who will?
Okay. Stupidest line of Ron's ever. You don't think he'll try to kill you? Well, of course he's going to try to kill you.
He's Voldemort. You did grow up with knowing about this guy. Oh, my. I hope Snape never kills him. That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Hermione's all buttoned up. She's got her bag. Harry's sort of like normal looking skewed tie. Yeah. Ron is just a mess.
Yeah.
Look, the smoke is purple.
The shot of the castle. Love the castle.
He's playing his flute.
Yeah, but there's that hut. Every time we see these hut pictures when they do the filming, that hut looks dramatically different than the one shows up in the movies. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, located so many different places.
Yeah, it is. Magically moving hut.
How do you call Moochka?
What?
How do you call Moochka without, like, tranquilizers?
Stop it.
Oh, I shouldn't have said any of that. There's a ghost in there studying.
The gray lady, gray lady. Ding, 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 ding.
Look at Hermione's face. She's like panting.
He can apparate to London. This is all bogus. He can take Fox if it's an urgent anything.
Yeah.
It's all bogus. He was here the whole time watching to see what Harry and his friends would do. And Minerva's just nervous
no.
about it. Ew, did somebody say my name?
Look at he just lingers
just
over them
underneath my freshly combed hair.
John. Good luck, though. He's so good.
Somebody would think that you are up to something. Oh, those eyes.
Yeah.
Did you think he was reacting to something he just heard in Harry's head using legitimacy?
Possible.
Run away.
Big giant bat shot.
Kung Fu Snape. Traveling water grass.
Love Snape.
He knows how to make it last.
Do 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 do.
It's time for them to go on the treasure hunt yet.
Oh no, now the effects in this scene right here are pretty bad that are coming up.
Oh. Get him, Neville.
This is my favorite game, the effects game.
Get him, Neville.
Go, Neville.
Oh my! Conk. Do you suppose that there are, like, other forms of the Petrificus spell? If that one was specified as Totalus?
Petrificus Half-Holus? Petrificus
Maximus. Petrificus Footus.
Partius, maybe? A Partius? Petrificus Partius. Yeah. That'd be hard to say, though.
Yeah, like, how do you... I don't know. The harp.
He's asleep.
You think if you like started like punching it in the face, like it would wake up, or the music still keep it asleep?
Well, I don't know, John. You volunteer to go punch the three-headed dog, okay? Well,
I mean, I don't know why I would stand back while you do that,
John. If you even come close to punching Moochka while she's asleep, you are never.
Hey, man, she punches us while we
ever
sleep,
coming here
you
again.
Know?
You don't punch
she does,
a cat,
but she is not 12 times. Your size.
She is the agent of Salazar Slytherin at 4 a.m. I'm just saying.
Lucifer.
Bam.
Uh-oh. Woke up.
Instead of just looking up.
Just yeah. Jump in the daring
that
hole.
That was whole conversation.
Waste time.
Does it seem quiet? Why don't we
Where
just
like
see if the dog is still snoring?
Disgusting crap to fall on Ron. I like how it totally disappears from once they fall into the devil's snare.
I know. You know? Those little continuity
Keep
things.
Keep your eyes on kind of, that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Meantime, they could have had Ron by now, but...
Where'd it go? It's all gone. This would freak me out.
Yeah, me too.
But I could not handle this.
I couldn't relax enough.
I mean, jeez. She's dead. I'm dead. I'm a ghost.
Harry doesn't look relaxed.
No, Harry's like trying to take a dump.
John, you gotta take it to the lowest common denominator.
Yes. How does she relax, Ron?
Yeah.
I love how there's, like, rhymes spells in like, the first year.
Here we go. Hermione has the sun in her wand. All of it. Holy cow.
Bang! Bangarang! You're cool, Ron? Well, who can't pay attention to herbology with that woman
hey!
Rumping around?
What, John? Repeat herbology. That? A woman what?
I don't know. I made up a word.
Yeah, I know. You're just trying to get out of it right now.
It's curious.
Okay, we're all watching again.
Yeah.
I know, dang it.
But it's you know, I'm sorry. I just love this movie.
I can't imagine a Snape on a broomstick. Can they just Accio the thing?
You have to wear a
Accio
hat.
Accio messed up key.
Or a bandana. Get his hair out of his eyes.
Yeah. He's got a scrunchie.
Yeah. Snape scrunchies.
His little green and silver scrunchie.
Yeah, Slither scrunchies. Yeah.
I would. Freaking Lucius wears a black bow. Get it? See, I hate insects too, so this would just screw me up too.
T.G. Harry strikes again.
Catch the key! Still trying to fly away.
Look, there he is, there he is, there he is!
Get him. Pretty sharp keys that can get stuck in the door. See, I love this whole part of the book because I just love Hogwarts as a whole.
Yeah, me too.
And I love hearing about, like, secret passages and, like, you know, the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
We still can't get over the fact that the founders didn't have their own places. And this is one of the only other times where we see all these, like, hidden underground areas of Hogwarts. Like, what is this area of Hogwarts used for otherwise?
Dance parties.
I mean, I guess they could turn this into a dance floor.
There are secret bowling alleys down there for Dumbledore to go 10-pin bowling.
Do you think this Wizard's Chest was there before, or was this some heavy-duty transfiguration for this whole deal. Why can't they just walk around it?
I think maybe all the pieces would come to life and stop them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And very scary. I'll be a knight. I'm gonna kill myself.
Now, dum dum dum. We play.
No! It's time to do a montage. Everyone likes chess montage. I have a name. It's Gary.
Gary.
If you're gonna send me to my death, you can at least address me by my name.
This is gonna be.
And it's scary because they're actually their own pieces. They're not like just on a piece. If one of them were to get messed up, they would just get whacked with a sword.
Yeah.
And the idea is for them to get hurt because she set it up that way to stop an intruder.
Uh-huh. But like, ow, look at those weapons they have. Dang. That could have been like Hermione's belly. This is a long movie.
Very long. Yeah.
let's tell everybody what time it is right now.
It's 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. on a Wednesday night.
That might be why we got a little tired.
What the hell are we thinking doing this right now? We're stupid.
I don't know. No, you can't. We're not even married, James.
How are we ever going to get married?
Right. We need to have babies. Not Hermione, you. So many of these little clips are in our podcast that.
Yeah.
I found myself thinking of it.
Is that still in the podcast, though?
He's such a good little. Yeah, not me, not Hermione, you. About the mailbag.
Not me, not Hermione, you.
At one time, it was in the opening to the mailbag.
That's right. Yeah. We have recording of Rupert saying that. I have to put it in the show. It's not in the show.
When did you have that?
It was like months ago. We had him he recorded himself saying, "You're listening to podcast. Not me, not Hermione, you."
Oh, man. What are you doing here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Come on, John.
Oh, that was a weird face I've never seen Harry make before.
What's that?
Oh, Rupert, he's so cute. Yeah. Oh, babies.
You're going to die, Ron. This is going to foreshadow all of the 7 books. This whole chess match is going to foreshadow everything. Now you're dead. Watch his eyes.
I know that it does.
They're closed. They're open. They're closed. I'd be scared if I was poor Rupert, too. All the crap falling on me.
Blame him.
You're up, Harry.
Hermione's like, I gotta go to Ron.
My boy. Oh, snap. It's a sword Gryffindor.
Sorta.
Wake him up! What is she gonna do to Ron?
She's gonna take care of him.
She doesn't know any healing spells.
She'll get him out of there and up to... Yeah. You know.
They should be freaking out right now about Ron. They should assume that he's dead.
He's not dead. You can tell he's not dead.
How?
He's breathing.
He's breathing.
If you feel it, you would be able to tell.
I didn't hear any of them mention that. For all they know, he's dead.
John, you can look at somebody and tell if they're breathing.
They didn't say, oh, good, he's breathing.
That means they haven't noticed?
Yes.
It does not.
Very observant.
Dude, look at all the stairs. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it would take a long time. Beats a laundry chute and the bones and your secrets. Snape, why are you wearing a turban?
I thought this was like in the chamber. Something, I don't know. You need to go over there.
It can't be,
but just seems so.
Snape. Anybody have any Windex?
I don't think so.
Wizarding Windex? Isn't that possible? I don't know. I tried to kill you.
So weird.
Good thing that you said Snape's cloak on
Snape's
fire.
Snape's cloak hadn't weirdly and out of nowhere caught on fire by the complete lack of fire that was around him, causing him to latch onto fire.
Snape enjoys that spontaneously combustible fashion. But just you never know when it's going to take off.
Pain. Snape.
What's pain? It's
Voldemort. Who is it?
He can talk?
Come here, Potter. That's like Dumbledore grabbing him and shaking him. Yes. Take him with fire.
Was he just using, like, Imperius right there?
Oh, hey, John, there's another foreshadowing to the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun in this movie, too.
The what?
There's a foreshadowing to Voldemort flying in this movie, too.
Right, yeah, he does kind of float, doesn't he?
No, here, in this scene.
Yeah, when he plunges after Harry. Oh, cocky Harry in the mirror's like, yeah, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Who's got the stone? Who's got
I'm
the
good.
Power?
My flat's almost done. Look at me. Mm-hmm. You got it, Harry. You know it.
Why don't I make an obvious movement showing that I have something in my pocket?
Is that a stone in his pocket?
Twinkled. That stone twinkled at him. No. Nice.
And Quirrell's got long fingernails? Why do all evil people have long fingernails?
Because they're too busy with like personal hygiene. Too busy being evil to be clean, neat. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh. Ugh. What if Quirrell wanted to have like a hair? Like a nice, like some Snape kind of hair? Creepiness! Who are you? You're not Rafe. Couldn't they just cast a Rafe back then?
Would have been great.
This is particularly a well done effect.
Yeah.
Stood up.
Well, Ian Hart did a good job. The actor playing Quirrell did a good job, kind of like, you know. And stuff.
Look at that wandless magic in the house.
I know. I love how he's facing the mirror.
Yeah.
But turns around when Voldemort's actually wanting to speak to Harry so that he has to do it through the mirror.
Yeah.
Instead of to him.
Hilarious.
Ring of fire, baby.
No, Voldemort shouldn't be able to summon them.
No, I just figured that out. That's Harry seeing it. He has a stone already. That's not what he wants anymore.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, it's Harry seeing them what he wants in the mirror right there.
I swear, is he being imperious to do all this stuff or what?
No, he's tempted. It's his parents. But I'm really tempted. He's Harry.
It's a good line. Exactly what frickin' Ollivander said. You liar!
See, look. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Whoa! Notice Voldemort has red eyes.
Yeah.
I can touch Quirrell now.
So how come he was able to touch Harry's neck?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's that.
And what is this mummy thing happening?
I don't know, but it's crazy. I'm melting now. Why? Bummer.
Somebody's going to have to get down there with a dustbuster.
I know, for hell. For house elves.
Yes. Please go sweep up Professor Quirrell.
Kind of like the Sandman from Spider-Man there.
Clean up on Dungeon 13.
Yeah. I think the house elves have like a working song.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Like the Seven
it's
Dwarves.
Clean Hogwarts yeah. Go. Do, 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 do.
Could you imagine? That'd be really fun. We should ask Joe, write her up and be like, you should write the... The cleaning house help song.
It's Vapormort, Vapormort, Vapormort.
This is screwed up. I will go through you as I leave.
Look at this cute little I'm a preppy little English boy outfit.
Yeah. Are you shopping Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah, seriously.
Look at that cut or whatever the hell he's got in his face. The rock is melting. Get well. Look at the little owls and crayons people drew for him. Where's the toilet seat? The Voldemort didn't let the toilet seat in, did he?
Have you ever actually used one of those, John? You should try it sometime.
Toilet seat? Yeah. What's wrong with you? You're disgusting.
No, I meant with those little portable things. Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind, never mind. Ignore what I was saying. Bedpans. Bedpans, you mean? Just ignore me. Cut that out. Ignore
tell me how fun bedpans are?
Never mind. Just moving on.
Oh, fun Dumbledore. He likes sweets. Chocolate frogs. Watch his eye do that fluttery thing again. You guys think him and Nicholas had a thing?
No, Nicholas was married. How come now you think that he had a thing with everybody?
Because previously we wouldn't have thought he had a thing with Grindelwald, then now we know. So,
well, so what? That
doesn't the mean, only
that
love
that
of his life?
He was
you doesn't make
with
him a,
everybody
make
he
him
ever
like
knew.
A tramp.
Is,
you know, he's not sleeping.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's mean, got 150 years old and he has one love in his life.
John, but everybody... Think he was with Nicholas? Think he was with the guy sitting next to him at the Quidditch match? Are you doing that about the straight people?
He worked with Flamel as closely as he seemed to have worked with Grindelwald. So,
what you're saying is then McGonagall should have been with Snape and Flitwick and everybody else, and that people who work together are always
there's
lovers.
A parallel there.
They never. Who said they worked as close as he did with Grindelwald?
As much as they discovered together, they had worked for a long time together.
All we ever know about them is that they worked together.
Right. Like in Scranton.
It is love.
Gary, my ex.
He changes his robes.
Yeah, he did finally change his robes. You know, I just recently visited the Birdie Botch factory in California.
You did? Really?
Yeah, and they wouldn't talk about the beans at all. They were so cagey about it, too. It was so funny. They're like, we only make the beans. We don't own the brand. We can't talk to you about it. Like, well, screw you.
Oh, look.
Oh, now we're coming.
Oh, were they look, just
they couldn't
doing?
Wait. They couldn't wait to like do Hermione's hair. They couldn't wait.
They just had locking eyes previously. Yeah, of course, never better. I wonder what you were just up to. What? Look at poor little Santa Claus over here.
Notice how they got rid of those hats. And see those.
Yeah, thank God. They're silly looking.
Bunch of dunces.
Oh, he changes robes again. Dumbledore does have style.
Yeah, I swear. They had plenty of robes. Hufflepuff's like, we didn't come in last!
Oh, wait. Eh.
For the first time ever!
No!
Oh, damn.
I think they've ever won the House Cup.
Yes.
For when? Why? How?
I mean, why?
So you don't have to answer.
I want to ask Joe one day. I'd be like, Joe, can you name for me which years Hufflepuff has won the House Cup?
It's the year that Sue Upton attended. That's right, baby, back in the 80s.
Oh, that's gotta be what it was. The year all the other houses abstained from getting points.
Stay in the year you were there.
Oh, snap. Uh-oh. That's me. The 50 points that you lost. We're going to visit Hagrid. There they are back again.
Look at that pig, that little hogs thing on juice. I always was amused by that. Pig poor.
Me? You? Yes. Whoa, I gained 50 points for playing chess?
Yeah.
That's wicked. Sixty points for just taking down Voldemort?
Should have been at least 70.
That should be at least 100 points. Let me get this straight. You get 150 points for catching a golden ball.
Yeah.
You get 60 points for catching and destroying Voldemort. Explain. What do you think, Melissa? Melissa, wake up.
I'm here.
She's watching again.
The movie's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Yay, Neville!
No, oh, little Neville. Draco.
Love you!
Look how sad the poor Slytherins are. They worked hard for their points.
Yeah, a lot of cheating and scheming.
Do you know how many right answers they had to have gotten in class to get all those points?
Whoosh.
They act like the House Cup as if it was the centerpiece of the entire film. Yay, what's the that? House Cup! It's what he set out to do! And the entire school, or three quarters of them, throw their hats up.
The first
pretty funny. And we've all just graduated and we're all first years.
Well, they're just so pleased that Slytherin didn't win, you know?
Yeah. Look at Seamus, oh my god.
He's a little twerp of a Seamus. Because
When you ever meet Devin Murray, you can just tell him he's a twerp. Yeah, you go ahead and do that, John. That'd be nice.
When he was 11, he was a twerp.
What'd you just say then?
He's rocking now. He's got some model girlfriend and everything. And
well, he was a date. That was a date.
Oh, it was a date?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Are you sure it's not his girlfriend?
I mean, I don't know.
Did he find her on Craigslist?
I found her on Craigslist. Yeah, he found her on Craigslist. Looking for a gorgeous girl.
I think we need to go on a train ride, guys.
Did he find her on Geek to Geek?
Our own little Hogwarts Express. And then not a subway train. Not okay. The tube. Them kind of trains.
Tube.
Aw, little Harry.
How different would these books be if Harry took, like, the Hogwarts Express tube
awesome.
To get to Hogwarts instead of the train? There's like a bunch of homeless people sitting next to him. I mean, considering
the people we've seen when I've been on the subway trains with you guys, I don't know. That'd be quite the journey.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Like, next stop, Hogwarts. Like, it's not my stop.
Love that they got the word dolt into this movie.
Dolt.
That's an SAT word.
He's all cut up, isn't he? It's called Neosporin, Harry. Hear about it?
It's muggle medicine.
You'd think that they can heal otherwise. Anything. They can rebuild bones. They can't heal the little scratches on his face.
I know. They could do that in, like, Star Trek with, like, a little laser beam.
A little wave of the wand, all of it be gone.
It's called a derma generator or something like that. I don't know. I don't watch Star Trek.
Aw, wave goodbye.
Goodbye! Goodbye, giant man.
Goodbye, giant man.
I've only known you for a few months of my life, but now I'm in love with you. Hagrid's like, oh, bother, I gotta walk all the way back. It's like 10 miles. How's he putting? He's got no broom. We can't apparate.
There's no lake there.
I'm gonna go for a swim.
Wow, I haven't watched that in a very long time.
That's a long movie, guys.
Very long. If you've made it with us, we congratulate you.
Yay! Sorry that we kind of got tired. It's 1:20 in the morning.
Really got tired. In patches. Yeah. Really got tired in little patches.
Yeah. Mark Radcliffe is Dan's
no,
dad.
No,
and
yeah. Here we go again.
Not.
No.
Favoritism. No. Favoritism. He hired his son to play the part in the movie. Now, Mark Radcliffe hasn't produced in the past few films, has he? Or has he?
I don't think so.
It's been the Davids, right?
The Davids.
Yeah, both the Barons.
David Barron, David Heyman.
I don't know.
And
the associate producers have been. I don't know.
A lot of the current team came on after after this one started in Chamber of Secrets. A lot of the crew. All
right. Well, we hope you like this one and keep tuned because we're gonna try and get. We've only have two films left.
Woo!
Prisoner of Azkaban and the fifth film, which as soon as we get a hold of it, hopefully.
Half-Blood Prince.
Hmm.
I mean, Order of the Phoenix. And then Half-Blood Prince, and then guess what happens after that?
What?
Fantastical Beasts and Where
right.
to Find Them.
What'd you say?
Fantastical Beasts.
That's not right. Fantastical Beasts.
That's right.
Fantastic
Beasts. That's right.
Beast.
That's what we'll do next. We'll have John acting out the whole thing, and then we'll do a commentary over it.
Can we? That'd be awesome. I want to read the book verbatim. Yay, Maggie Smith. Yay, Sean Bickerstaff. Yay, Warwick Davis. Yay,
all right.
Julie Walters.
I'm leaving.
Yay, Zoe Wanamaker.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yay, David Bradley. Yay, Tom Felton.
John, you stay here and do this.
Warner Brothers.
Go. See ya.
Yay.
See you later.
Yay, Day. Yay, Duncan Henderson. Oh. Yay, Chris Columbus. Bye, everybody.